At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Kathleen McNamee, digital producer with Off the Ball, to talk about the weekend in sport. Kathleen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We talked on Friday about the girls in green. Uh-oh, what went wrong?
It was a fairly turgid affair on Friday night in Tala. Absolutely freezing out there. And they just managed to scrape by with a 1-0 win, an own goal from the Hungarian skipper. Now, it was good play leading up to it, in fairness. And like Denise O'Sullivan and Kira Caruso in particular did put a lot of pressure on the defence. And that's why it ended up being an own goal. But the players, they looked like their legs were really heavy. They were struggling to make their connections. Mm. The ball kept getting caught up in midfield and they were really struggling at getting it out to the wings to Izzy Atkinson and Heather Payne.
Was it very experimental, the side?
No, it was a totally professional like side that you would expect to see play against most teams. Like there was nothing, no one really in that squad that didn't deserve to be there. It was strong.
Yeah, at the same time, for them, it was a dead rubber. There was nothing in it for them. For Hungary, there was.
That's the thing. It was a very hard game for them to get up for, and like for Hungary, if they had won, it would have put them in a really good position in terms of getting a second spot in the group, because they're up against Northern Ireland for that, which is a worry about the game tomorrow night for Ireland now, because Northern Ireland could still get second spot depending on results, and if they get a result against us, so they have something to fight for. We don't as much.
Now, yesterday in the Premier League, a feast of goals. Unfortunately, on Saturday night for Manchester United, no goal.
No goal for Manchester United against Newcastle. That game was wholly surprising that it only ended up with that 1-0. I feel like Newcastle definitely could have scored a couple more goals against United. Once again, we've seen them just kind of, I know they lost, but still scrape through, and not a totally embarrassing result. In terms of the goals yesterday, you had Fulham just losing to Liverpool 4-3 after, you know, going ahead. Not a great game for Kevin Kelleher, kind of let the ball squirm underneath him a couple of times, and disappointing because obviously he gets so few chances in the
Premier
League.
He's watching Onana too much, I think.
I don't think anyone should be watching Onana too much. It's not good for your own health. And then, of course, you had City 3, Tottenham 3, which was a dramatic game. There's that great photo doing the rounds this morning on social media of Erling Haaland that looks like a Renaissance painting or something. He was very unhappy with some of the decisions of the referee. But, I mean, a great result for Spurs against City, and one that, you know, it kind of feels like, I don't know if it's the come down from having done the treble last year, but it feels like City are struggling a little bit this season in a way that we maybe haven't seen them. I know they have some injuries. We were talking about Kevin De Bruyne before, but it's still a good enough squad that they should be beating that Spurs side. But I suppose it throws a bit of water on the Ange Postecoglou haters who over the last couple of weeks were complaining that he wasn't quite in form. And then also you had Bournemouth 2, Aston Villa 2 yesterday. So that kind of added to the goals. And then Chelsea 3, Brighton 2. Another big game with lots and lots of goals, which is mad.
What's it telling us either about defences or keepers?
That they're not all that great at the moment, it would seem, or else that they have some of the best strikers in the world. It's hard to tell. But yeah, I suppose the red card and the Chelsea game kind of did dictate things a fair bit. Like Chelsea were comfortable enough despite the fact the score was...
Now, the match of the weekend, the last 15 minutes of any match of the weekend has to be Leinster and Connacht. What a finish.
That was so painful, I have to say. I made the terrible decision of thinking the game was over around 79 minutes and deciding to go to the bathroom and just hearing, I was with a load of Leinster supporters and just hearing the cheers go up and just groaning to myself. Kieran Frawley getting that last minute try to beat Connacht at home.
And I mean, we had two misadventures. We had a line-out from Leinster, which was crooked. And then we had a line-out from Connacht, which was crooked.
I know, it was a game of a lot of mistakes. I mean, you look at like players like Mac Hansen. I thought he was great for the entirety of that game, but he missed one of the crucial tackles in the lead up to that final try in the last couple of minutes. So a great win for Leinster. They made 14 changes to their side, though, compared to the one that played Munster. So very much a second string side, if there can be such a thing for Leinster. I doubt that they'll be playing that side when they've come up against La Rochelle.
And Munster had a good victory against the Glasgow Warriors.
Yeah, 40-29 for them. So it was a pretty comprehensive win. Nothing too much there to write home about. Ulster sadly lost against Edinburgh. There was a 27-24 defeat for them. So good weekend for two of the provinces at least.
Mm. Now, finally, we should talk about Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah, he became the youngest person ever to win the UK Championship.
The oldest.
Initially he was the youngest.
Oh, he was the youngest, and yeah, now the oldest.
And now he's the oldest, so that's pretty impressive. He won his 8th UK Championship, extending his win record, which is obviously great. His documentary, I think, just came out over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of very good things about that, so if anyone's looking for something
to
watch
this week.
So when
you think about it, 30 years between being the youngest and now being the oldest.
Yeah.
It's an extraordinary career.
It's an amazing career, and the way that he's been able to sustain it and sustain, like, people have such a great love for Ronnie O'Sullivan as well. And he's not the most, you know, he's a character and he can be a grumpy character at times, but people just seem to have this little place in their hearts from him. Maybe it's because they have watched him over 3 decades, but he seemed very relieved last night to get that win. He seemed happy with himself. So fair play to him. I mean, this Probably isn't the last we've seen of him either.
One of the elements of the documentary, which you haven't had a chance to watch yet, is his pondering, what happens when I give up this game that I love so much? Mm. What do I do?
That's the thing. And like, when do you give up? Because like, he's still winning. He's still, you know, at the top of his game. It's not like it's a sport where, you know, you're counting your physical qualities as much as, say, if you're running around a pitch all day, every day. So he can keep going.
Gotta have a steady hand. Kathleen McNamee, digital producer with Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us. Now, a reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.